Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen's good day, and I say Doug Steffen because I am not him. I am Rich McFadden, and she is Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, producer Ken, with us. Checking your posts and comments on our social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. And I think today, bar none, the biggest conversation today on any of the Good Day social media will be the loss of Doug's dearly beloved Charlotte, who passed away yesterday during his trip from Florida back up to the farm in Massachusetts. Jennifer actually talked to Doug yesterday afternoon, just after it happened, and I had the opportunity to talk to him yesterday evening, and he seemed shook up, but okay. But when you talked to him yesterday, Jen...
Well, he was sad. You know, he had called me earlier in the day, and so I wanted to give him a call back. And when I called him, it sounded like he was crying. And I said, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Charlotte passed." And I was just... If anybody... I mean, if you're a new listener to this program, you don't know about the connection to Doug. But if you've listened to the show more than once, you know that Doug talks about his dog, Charlotte, all the time. And, you know, I'm a believer that you can have soulmates in all forms, and Charlotte and Doug were definitely soulmates for each other. I mean, they loved each other. He adored her, and she had a brush with death late last year where she got hit by a tractor and survived, kind of had this renaissance, lost her sight, but was doing okay, and it was her time. You know, dogs don't make it too late. She was 14, almost 15 years old, and he was okay. He was sad, but he was kind of trying to get it into his head that this is what was supposed to be.
He told me, because I had said to him, I don't know, 4 or 6 months ago, "Doug, you need to prepare yourself for the event." And he just refused. "I don't even want to think about it." And yesterday, after talking to him, he seemed like, even though he told me, I didn't want to ever confront the fact that it was her time. Now I'm forced to. He seemed like mentally he kind of had accepted that it was her time to go. And he seemed, I don't want to say okay with it because he was upset, but he seemed like, you know what? I guess mentally in my head, I've been preparing myself even though I didn't want to admit it.
And she went in a way that was very quiet, and she just kind of went to sleep. And so I said, "Doug, you know what? This is probably the best way, because, you know, you could argue with yourself about the timing of things and you wish you had her for another month or two. But you know what? Maybe if you did have her for another month or two, she'd be suffering." I mean, the way she went was very peaceful. She went to sleep in the car, and that was that. So, I mean, I think he was very in on that. And I think that he definitely was coming to terms with it. He was very sad, obviously, but he's going to be out for the next couple of days, because this is, I mean, Charlotte's his family. He's going to be, this is tough and grieving. So, you know, for a guy who never takes a day off, you know the impact Charlotte had in his life, because he is going to be off for the next few days. So,
yeah.
Sad day. And so any thoughts and prayers you can send his way would be great. And you can do that on our Facebook page, too, because I know he's going to be... He wanted us to talk about it, and he wanted us to spread pictures of Charlotte, so...
And you can send emails to doug@dougsteffen.com, as well as the Facebook and Twitter pages.
And there are tons of comments already on Facebook. Please keep them coming. I'm sure Doug will see those. There's also, on the website at dougsteffen.com, there's a little gallery of pictures, about 30 pictures of Charlotte, if you want to take a look at those. And they're on Pinterest, too.
Okay. All right. Well, our job here is to chat with you every morning about what's going on in the world, and we'll get around to that because there's some big stories here today, just like every other day. And obviously, we'll keep Doug in our thoughts and with us while we go through these next couple of days without him. But it's 11 past the hour on Doug Stephan. Good day. And coming up, we're going to talk about another officer shooting a black man, a white officer, and a black victim. And we're going to talk about that coming up on Good Day. It's 12 past the hour.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. In a radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
So
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
15 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day. Ken, Jen, and Rich in with you. And looks like we're looking at another one of these cases where an officer, a white officer, shoots a black victim. This time it was a 50-year-old North Carolina or South Carolina black man, Michael Slager, who was shot and killed while running away.
Michael Slager is the cop.
Yeah, this guy got charged, Rich, after this video surfaced that showed him shooting this unarmed black man who was running away from him. So he shot him in the back. Michael Slager is his name, and he's with the North Charleston Police Department. He was arrested this week. Now, if he's found guilty of murder, he could face life in prison or the death penalty. I think the shooting, it looks like it took place on Saturday morning after a traffic stop. The New York Times got a hold of the video, and it shows that this black man, whose name is Walter Scott, 50 years old, breaks away from the white officer. Something falls. The officer fires 8 shots at the man as he runs away, and the guy was unarmed, or it looks to be he was unarmed. He drops to the ground. So this is not the, there's video, clear video, so I'm sure there'll be more investigation, but obviously he wouldn't have been arrested for murder if they didn't think this was a legitimate charge.
Well, you look at the video, and the video starts after the initial confrontation. So it basically starts just before Scott starts running away from the officer. But it's pretty clear cut from that point forward that, you know, he ran. He was a good 20, 30 feet away when the officer pulled out his gun and shot, and he goes down. And you can also see...
Isn't the right thing to do, though? Isn't the right thing to do for the police officer to start running?
Yes.
After the guy?
Right, to pursue him, to chase him, to try to tackle him, to manually pull him down.
Now, I mean, I watch cops. I've seen them all chase. Even the ones that don't look like they want to be chasing anybody, they still run. They're still hiking it up over the wall to start chasing after their intended target.
The Supreme Court has ruled that an officer can use deadly force if he believes that there's imminent cause that the perpetrator or the
like danger
to himself.
This is just a guy who's doing a traffic stop.
Right.
So
if the officer thinks that the person running away is going to do harm to himself or to others, he is allowed to use deadly force. This guy had no weapon. The officer said that he took his taser, but if you look at the video, you see the taser dropping at the officer's side.
So he was probably grabbing at it, and then it dropped. You know, this still gets to me, okay, because the guy still took off running. People in this country do not know how to be arrested.
That's the thing.
Arrest is not the end of the world, and somehow, especially in these poor communities, they're told, like, this is it. Once you get arrested, you just go away forever and ever. I mean, the thing is, take your arrest and then deal with it when you get to the station. Yeah. I mean, any time people start running, this is when all this stuff is happening. And you're giving these cops who maybe aren't the best trained or whatever this opportunity to make these life and death decisions. And it's just...
This poor dumb cop just obviously did not know what to do and acted so poorly. But don't run away from the cops, please.
This is a big deal. No one knows how to get arrested in this country.
I'm telling you.
It's like, let's
how many times have we seen this in the past year and a half?
Yeah, and that's when all the trouble starts. You know, you start fighting the officer that's trying to arrest you. Get the arrest. You can get out. It's a day. Get booked. It's fine.
And trust me, all of these cases, let me see, the Garner case and this case, there's video. You have somebody backing you up. All you have to do is say, yes, officer.
Yep.
Put the handcuffs on. Somebody was taking video, so you'll have your day in court, and you will have video for it. And if you did something minor, I mean, this guy was the child support. And apparently he had been arrested 8 or 10 times because of child support issues. I think one time he got in a fight. But, I mean, it was alimony and child support. Whatever. That's not worth your life. Don't run away from the police. Have your day in court.
Take out billboards.
What's that?
We need to take out billboards.
Hands up.
Hands
up, don't run.
Hands up, don't run.
Hands up, don't run.
Hands up, yes, sir. That's what we need to do.
Do not run. Do not fight. Do not argue. Just say, yes, sir, officer. Go. Let the judge do it. He's not going to do anything. I'm so tired of this. It's unbelievable. I got to tell you. My brother's a cop. He's a white cop in a black neighborhood. I can't understand why anybody would want to do that anymore.
Does he have trouble? I mean, does he get...
No, you know what? My brother is a cop within the schools, and one of the schools is really a bad, bad school. But he's got a relationship. He sees these kids every day. The bad kids call him Popo Ron. And, you know, and he's cool with it, and he has a good time. But, you know, he knows the punks. And he knows the good kids, and he knows the ones that, you know, he has to be a little careful of, and he knows the ones that, you know, this is a good kid, and, you know, so he's fine.
And some just need a good experience with the police so that a good experience with the police officer can set them up for a whole different experience throughout the rest of their life, too. I mean, you have all these bad experiences, and that's why these guys do take off running. They think it is the end.
Right, right, but it's not. Trust me. This poor gentleman, it's the end. He should have just, hands up, don't run, please. 21 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
A little over over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Our Dutch Stephens, good day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with you. Hanging out for the next couple of days while Dudley grieves for his poor little Charlotte who has left him. So he will be back with us next week. And if you want to send any notes to him, you can do that on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Doug Stephan. Or Good Day Show, I'm sorry. Or send email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Right now, take a look at what's happening in late night television last night with Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers and the new guy. What's his name?
James Corden. I love him.
Have you had a chance to watch him yet?
I have a James Corden crush.
You do?
I do. No, just him. He's so cute.
You just dig him.
I do. He's cute, and he's funny. He's got the British accent. Are you kidding? What's
all right,
let's
start out with the cute guy right now. James Corden jokes about him. A man in China having 17 girlfriends.
A man in China was injured in a car accident and taken to the hospital. I don't know if you saw this, which was bad enough. But then his 17 girlfriends, who all thought that they were his only girlfriends... showed up at the hospital at the same time. Can you imagine? When he came round, the doctor said to him, I've spent 17 girlfriends. How smooth is this guy? Like, you know, after all 17 girls showed up, he turned to the nurse and went, you want to make it 18? This happened in America. You know that after the fifth girlfriend showed up, there'd be one nurse who'd just pull up a chair, break out a bag of popcorn and be like, girl, this is better than The Bachelor. But now that I see it, I said, what, like, why would he put all 17 girlfriends down as his emergency contact? Let's just pick 3, maybe 4 tops.
I don't know how you have time for anything else if you have 17 girlfriends.
Yeah, how do you, what man would want to deal with us 17 times, maybe?
Man, let me tell you something, one wife is enough.
It's a lot. Wow. I mean, I'm thinking 2 max.
Good Lord.
17.
Yeah,
woo.
How do you do that stuff? All right, here's Conan last night joking about the presidential elections next year.
Election officials say that in 2016, it may be possible to vote for the president on your smartphone. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah, so with one quick swipe, you can choose a president and tell him or her exactly where you want to hook up. I think that's right. Speaking of presidential elections, the top 15 contenders for the Republican presidential nomination own at least 40 guns among them. They all own 40 guns, yeah. In other words, if we elect a Republican president, nobody is hopping over the White House fence.
True that. Here's Fallon joking about Senator Rand Paul announcing he's running for president.
During a speech in Kentucky today, Senator Rand Paul became the second major candidate to officially join the 2016 presidential race, in addition to Ted Cruz.
That's right.
They're the only two candidates right now. Which means if the election were held today, Hillary would still somehow win. I don't know how, but it's not even, I don't know how, it's not even a candidate yet. I don't know how they do it. Speaking of Hillary, I read that she actually plans to travel without Bill after she launches her campaign. I tried reaching Bill for comment, but he was busy high-fiving literally everyone he knew. He was like, I'm going to have a great summer. Oh, my goodness. A whole 2 months. That's right. Rand Paul is officially running. He even revealed his campaign slogan, which is defeat the Washington machine, unleash the American dream. Yeah, it's hard to tell if he's running for president or doing an infomercial for Bowflex. It's like, defeat the machine on Unleash the Dream. That's right, defeat the Washington machine, unleash the American dream. It's a great slogan, especially if you want to cover your entire car bumper. I mean, it's the largest bumper sticker ever. That's something, super bumper?
Yeah, super bumper.
Super bumper sticker.
Defeat the Washington machine.
That's correct.
Unleash the American dream.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
All right, here's Seth Meyers piles on to Rand Paul.
Rand Paul announced he's running for president today, and bloggers have pointed out that his campaign symbol, a small flame, looks nearly identical to the logo for the dating app Tinder. Which is appropriate, because in either case, you have no idea what you're getting into, and it probably won't work out.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
When your lawnmower battery dies, it can leave your yard looking like a jungle, and you wondering where things are, like your rake, your clippers, and your garden gnome.
Over here!
So stop by Napa for a lawn and garden battery as low as $21.99 with exchange. Just $21.99 to get back on your mower and get your lawn back to normal. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 4/30/15.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is 33 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and our friend Molly Page is in the studio with us this morning. She's decided to drop in and hang out with us today as we go through the news and what's happening around the country. Hi, Molly. How are you today?
Good morning.
Say hello to everybody.
Great to be here. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, great to have you. Molly's got a lot of background in radio news and in news departments, so she's going to join us and kind of go through
some of this. She's still
here with us. Let me see. It's 60 seconds and counting. Let's see how long she lasts. All right. As you've noticed, if you weren't with us a little earlier, our fearless leader, Doug Steffen, is not with us today because his little bulldog, his best friend in life, passed away yesterday. And he's a little shaken up, or a lot shaken up, but he's doing okay. Both Jennifer and I talked to him yesterday, and even though he was very, very sad, he seemed like he was okay with it being her time.
Doug, if anything, he is a big believer in things happening for a reason. He and I had a nice conversation about that yesterday, and I think he believes that she did her time here, and now she's on to the next place, wherever that may be. And, you know, he seems to be in an okay spot. But definitely, if you have a chance, send him an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday show, because I know he's going to need that over the next few days as he heads home. He's driving, so as soon as he gets back to his home base, he'll need to see that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So check in with him and just say hello. Until then, he'll probably be out for the rest of this week and back with us on Monday, but until then, we'll all be here with you, kind of checking out what's going on. And here is one of the stories. I mean, obviously, we have this thing in South Carolina that's going on with the officer shooting the unarmed black man, and we'll hit that again in a second. But this story with the Russians hacking the White House.
Yeah.
Is beyond me.
Well, the State Department's email system, go figure, has some vulnerabilities. Maybe that's why Hillary Clinton was using Gmail or whatever she was using.
You know, maybe she comes out of this winning.
I know.
She probably sits up there and says, aha, see.
That's a really good point. Jen.
Do you think Hillary Clinton is actually hacking the Russians who hacked the White House so that she can try to...
No.
She wants to declare her run this week, so, you know,
Hillary
maybe.
Hillary paid the Russians, so she gets Bill, and Bill says, hey, Vlad, I need you to do me a little favor here.
Duh.
Hack into the State Department website so Hillary can get off the hook there.
See, she knew all along. She was safety first. You know, who thought it was just maybe she wanted to use one device? No. She had bigger plans.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so investigators are saying telltale codes and other markers indicate that the hackers work for the Russian government. Okay, so we know one of three things. It's either the Russians, the Chinese.
Or the North Koreans.
Four things, I'm sorry. Or ISIS, or some kind of Middle Eastern terrorist group. But, dude, you are a daily target for these people, and for you to allow them to get in to, I mean, they say the only thing that was released was non-critical computers with the president's schedule on it. Duh. Don't you think a lot of these guys want to know where the president's going to be?
Is he home? Is he traveling?
Right.
Okay, so I have a question, and Molly, maybe you'll know this because you are the official news girl here, and I just play one on the radio. Oh,
congratulations.
No pressure. So get the Google button. Okay, so yesterday I was watching what was I watching? Probably Fox News. It's always on in my house, I'll be honest. So, but I was watching oh my gosh.
Hannity.
A press briefing.
Okay.
Jeez, so early. Jen Psaki from the State Department was up giving a press briefing, and the lights went out. Did you guys see this?
Oh, of course.
And apparently it went out, and Rich, you'll know this because you're in Washington. It went out apparently in multiple locations. The lights were going out. Now, I never heard why. Did anybody ever figure it out? Was that a Russian hack job,
no,
too?
It was
a power station problem in Maryland.
I was hoping
it'd be the Russians.
I could not wait to tell you this. It was a power station failure by Pepco. It was one of their transistors in Southern Maryland. The name of the electric company in Southern Maryland here?
Oh, no.
Smeco. I knew I was going to giggle out of you. But anyway, yeah, for hours and hours, Molly and I had the ride around. I mean, Molly, I'm sure you were riding around in your car listening to the news or whatever, and everybody going, it wasn't terrorism.
Right. See, I thought for sure it was the Russians doing this. Like they installed the clapper, you know,
at the White House.
Jen Psaki.
The White House, the State Department, the Pentagon, and the University of Maryland.
Along with museums and train stations.
Yeah.
You know, I would have gone home. I'm sorry. I'm a wimp. Maybe it's a fear-based thinking pattern that I've got. But if the lights started going off in all those locations in Washington, D.C., taking a vacation
today. Everybody did go home, and I was stuck in the traffic for an hour and a half.
Okay.
So usually I leave here, the network, and it's sometime between 3 and 4 o'clock so that I can beat that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock rush hour traffic. Nope. Right smack dab in the middle of it. So everybody left.
But how slick was Jen Psaki? Like, she didn't miss a beat. She took out her iPhone, turned on the light, and continued on with the press briefing.
Yeah.
She actually did a better job on her iPhone than usual.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ferguson, the results are coming in for their elections, and guess what?
City council?
The city council is now half black.
That's good.
Hooray for them.
You know, here's the thing. If this was not the outcome today, if we were not talking about this today, there would be big problems to chat about in Ferguson. That just means clearly no one went to the polls to vote. I mean, if this city was on fire because of the fact they felt they were being run with all these, you know, white cops and the white mayor, I mean, if they didn't turn out to vote to change that around, then there would have been big problems. Do we know what the voter turnout was yet?
I don't see.
I haven't seen it.
It should be 100%. If there's that much going on there, it should be 100%.
It should be 110%. I'm sure there was probably some voter irregularities like there are in every other election in this country. But you would hope that everybody turned out and had their voice. So that's good news here for Ferguson. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Iran nuke deal. So stick around for that. It's 40 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit JDPower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Musicians, starting tomorrow through April 19th at Guitar Center, over 50,000 guitars will be marked down under $100. In-store and online, choose from a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars. Get incredible savings from brands like Fender, Squire, Epiphone, Ibanez, ESP, Washburn, Schecter, and more. Over 50,000 guitars under $100. With the greatest selection and our low price guarantee, any player can find the guitar of their dreams. Hurry, it absolutely ends April 19th. Don't miss your chance to save at Guitar Center.
It's 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Jen, Ken, Rich, and Molly with us today. And now joining us is Tom Kutch from Americans, from Al Jazeera America. Hi, Tom. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing well. So Tom is the digital journalist for Al Jazeera. And before that, he served with the New America Foundation and the Middle East Task Force. Tom, tell us a little bit about what the Middle East Task Force at the New America Foundation is. And
was just a program that was working particularly on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and kind of how U.S. foreign policy ties into that. And also just kind of more broadly how U.S. foreign policy interacts with other conflicts in the region. And that was what I was doing before.
Okay.
I worked at Al Jazeera.
So now you're covering it for Al Jazeera and specifically on this Iran nuke deal. The president is out defending it, and some of the Republicans are out saying, I'm not so fast. So tell us, what's the good and what's the bad here?
Well, I mean, from the Obama administration's perspective, the good is that it significantly delays the breakout time, which is the time it would take Iran to produce enough fissile material for one nuclear weapon should it make a decision to go for that. Currently, that time is about 2 to 3 months without a deal. With the deal, the administration says that that would take about a year. The Republicans are saying, on the other hand, wait, actually, that's just kind of paving the way to a bomb. It's not hard enough, and we shouldn't be, even talking about allowing Iran any kind of enrichment of nuclear fissile material on its own territory. So those are kind of the two things.
Is this even really a deal? I mean, it's they call it the framework to a deal.
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, so it's not a deal yet. Yeah, it is a framework. It is significant progress. It's closer that they've gotten, basically, you know, it's as close as they've gotten to a final deal. But, of course, the final deadline is not until June 30th. And there are still significant gaps, despite kind of the optimism of the Obama administration and of some of the Iranian negotiators. Those include kind of the terms of what to do with the existing stockpile of Iran's uranium, kind of the phasing out of sanctions relief. These issues have not been decided, and, you know, there's still a lot of negotiating to do up until that final June 30th deadline.
So what about the sanctions? When will they start talking about relieving some of those sanctions?
I mean, that could be one of the biggest tripping points as they kind of race to the June 30th deadline. Iran wants essentially all sanctions immediately reversed, whereas the administration would like to see the International Atomic Energy Agency, who's basically the UN body in charge of monitoring the Iranian nuclear program, they'd like to make sure that they've kind of confirmed that Iran is in good faith kind of doing some of the things that it's supposed to do under the terms of a deal, and then sanctions kind of would be slowly phased out. So basically how the two parties get to an understanding on basically where they're still a little bit far apart will be kind of a big test case for whether this deal can be concluded by June 30th.
Do you, Netanyahu obviously has been very vocal coming out against doing this agreement with Iran. What is the vibe with the other countries in the region? Because Netanyahu suggests that this causes a race to get nuclear throughout that whole area.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so what is everybody, I mean, no, we haven't really heard here in the States, we haven't heard from anybody else except Netanyahu about this. So what is everybody else thinking over there?
Yeah, well, so there's, to kind of put the nuclear issue to one side, there's also clearly, you know, kind of a massive rivalry between not only Iran and Israel in the region, but also Iran and Saudi Arabia. Now, whether this deal, you know, as you say, Israel has said this deal will make proliferation in the region actually more likely. I think that's kind of an untested proposition. It's just kind of speculative to say that, I think, for now. Also, of course, Israel is actually currently the only country that is believed to have nuclear weapons. So, you know, Iran wouldn't be the first nation also. But it's just not clear whether that would actually happen. What is probably more likely is that if a deal was reached in the region, that might free Iran up to, you know, potentially some critics say expand some of its aggressive behavior in the region, because it would be kind of, you know, not have to worry about that nuclear file. But in terms of whether this actually would encourage a country like Saudi to start, you know, really ramping up efforts on perhaps acquiring nuclear weapons, you have to ask, you know, I'm not sure why they'd want to do that, even with Iran's capability.
Do the can the Congress come in and spoil this deal somehow for the president?
Yeah, so that is probably the biggest tripping point, a potential tripwire for concluding a deal. It kind of depends. The Obama administration and many other foreign policy luminaries believe that it has the authority to be negotiating this deal on behalf of the American people and the American populace. Now, skeptical people in Congress have suggested, you know, if there's a next president who, you know, if a Republican is elected, who is not favorable to this deal, then they could, you know, decide to reverse course. Now, that's certainly a possibility. While Obama is president, it seems like if they conclude a deal, you can probably put his domestic critics at bay, at least while he's still president.
Right. Well, it's very interesting. It's something we'll certainly be watching here over the course of the next year and the rest of the Obama presidency. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. That's Tom Kutch, digital journalist for Al Jazeera America. And it's 51 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day. Time for tech news and our friend Shelley Palmer, who today is going to tell you how to turn off of those annoying videos that pop up on your Facebook feed. You know, when you're just kind of scrolling down and all of a sudden a video will just kind of catch you in the eye and you can't turn it off. You have to watch it.
You have to.
And then the next thing you know, you've
your
wasted like
burning
15 minutes watching Facebook videos. Well, Shelly's going to tell you how to turn that off. And Jen, you're the big perpetrator here. I watch all of your videos.
Those are those special ones I sent just to you, Rich.
Oh, they are?
You
cool.
You,
I don't want to turn off.
You
the
always know how they end.
It's great stuff. So Shelly Palmer coming up here in just a second. Oh, good day.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, anyone who's spent time scrolling through Facebook knows how annoying it can be when videos automatically begin to play. Facebook says the autoplay feature creates an easier way to watch, but if you want to disable the feature altogether, it's easy to do. If you're using Facebook on a computer, click the down arrow at the top right of your Facebook homepage, then click on Settings. Click the video option at the very bottom left-hand menu, then scroll down to the Video Settings category. Click the drop-down box next to Autoplay Videos and and turn off the feature. If you're using Facebook's mobile app, tap on the three horizontal lines in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. If you're on iOS, tap Settings, or if you're on Android, tap App Settings. Then select Videos, Autoplay, and Never Play Videos Automatically. It'll take a minute, but it's amazing how far a few taps will get you towards cutting out unwanted social media noise. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
It's 55 past the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day. Tech segment. And today, I want to know whether anybody gets depressed looking at their Facebook feed.
Not really.
There's a study that came out that found that looking at your Facebook feed is basically keeping up with the Joneses times 1,000.
Well, yeah, because everybody's got the perfect picture of their children.
Right.
They only put the hottest pictures of themselves up there. I mean, no one's going to put like a terrible picture up
there.
Exactly.
So everybody's got the perfect life.
Right.
And you don't.
Yeah. That's how it is.
But, I mean...
My doctor said I should start the Prozac.
I wonder what Prozac prescriptions are up to now that Facebook has joined. Because you're right. You look at, okay, this person's got the perfect family. They've got the coolest car.
The whitest teeth.
The hottest girlfriend. The hottest boyfriend. Whatever. The nicest house.
They're on vacation again.
Yeah, they're always on vacation.
But what
and
do you
my
do the
life
same
sucks.
Thing from watching like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or any of those? You get that same feeling
TV's
of like.
Not real.
What
TV
happened
is like these other people, these aliens on this other planet.
They but iWork's not really real either because you only put the really good stuff up.
Yeah, and Molly's totally right because think about what magazines did to women. I mean, everybody has to be thinner.
Right.
Everybody has to have better lips. Everybody's got to have better hair because Photoshop, I mean, it caused a whole generation of women to feel horrible about themselves.
So are you real in your Facebook post, Jennifer? Do you ever post anything?
No, I put the hottest pictures that I can find myself up there. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna look, I'd love to be, you know, wonderful and heroic posting ugly pictures of myself, but never gonna happen.
Wow. Hey, how many times you got? Because I know with my wife and her friends, when we go out, they have to approve the picture. I have to take at least 5 shots, and then they approve the picture. And if you're taking pictures of multiple women, they all have to approve it. Which
what about the frenemy where you do take a terrible picture, but everybody else looks good, and your frenemy posts it anyway and then tags you so that everybody can see how stupid. You look, you know, like your tongue's
then
hanging
you
out and you're drooling.
Yeah, how many times have you untagged yourself? Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so listen, we're here to tell you everything is okay. All those other people, they don't have the great life that you think they do. You're the superhero. They're jealous of you. You're making them depressed because
and
you are the
waffle you just ate last weekend.
Right. That chicken salad for lunch. All right, so be happy. It's all good, man. 58 past the hour. Doug Stephens, Good Day, dude.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.